Good morning. It's Ike here, 99.9 WTUZ. Morning show brought to you by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. And going to be a little chilly today. Might get some sun, some clouds, high around 40 degrees if we're lucky. But, of course, that does make it feel a bit more like the holidays. That snow falling last night made it definitely look a little more festive out there. And, of course, you're going shopping. And when you leave the stores, oftentimes you see those folks out there ringing the bell next to the red kettle for the Salvation Army. And I'm joined right now by Lieutenant Andrew Allen of the Dover, New Philadelphia Salvation Army.
Good morning.
And we're glad to have you here. Unfortunately, we wish we had better news for having you here, but I guess we are running a bit behind of the goal for 2019 for the Salvation Army, huh?
Yeah, so this year's goal, like it was last year's, 125,000. And right now, currently where we're at right now, we're about $10,000 behind, really where we should be at to be on pace to meet that goal. So, you know, we've got about 11 days left in our campaign right now. So, you know, we really want to meet that goal.
I bet.
There's a huge need in this community.
Absolutely. So that's about an extra $1,000 a day between now and the holiday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So gotta hopefully get some more donations dropped in those kettles there this year. There's other ways people can donate as well, I'm sure. Can you tell us about a few of those?
Sure. Yeah. So we have paper kettles at a couple different places across the county, namely Lee's Chicken. Wendy's helps us out every single year, and they did a great job helping us out this year as well. We have counter kettles, a couple of the Marathon, the Bell stores in Dover and Philly, and of course, at the kettle stands. And one of the things that we're doing this year that's new is mobile giving. At the kettle stand, you can give with your phone.
Really?
And it's really simple. There's a QR code. You just, pull up your camera app, point it at the QR code, and bring up a web page, and bam, it's that easy. So, we're really, really, the need is great.
Absolutely. And you're making it easy for people to give.
That's right.
Like, QR codes used to kind of scare me. I thought you had to download a special app and all this. And then I think it was like a month or two ago. My wife's like, just open your camera, you knucklehead. And I was like, oh, okay. So I opened it up, scanned something, and it popped right up there on the screen. So that's really all you got to do. I was even telling my nephew, who's 14, I would have thought knew this already. But something popped up on the TV and he said to scan it. And I was like, well, get your camera out. And it's like, well, I don't have the thing. And I'm like, yes, you do. So everybody, if you've got a smartphone, all you have to do anymore is open up your camera app and hold it over, put that QR code right there in the middle of your screen. Eventually, the little square will pop up, and it'll open up the website that you're trying to get to, and then you can make your donation to the Salvation Army as well. Some of the locations that you have the kettles with the folks ringing the bells, though, Rural King, Mako's Market, Big Lots, Walmart, the Discount Drug Mart locations, and again, like you said, you can donate via phone, correct?
That's right.
And some of the money that you guys raise around the holidays obviously helps out with folks in need during the holidays, but what are the other things throughout the year? Because you guys don't just stop once the holidays are over, do you?
That's right. The money that we collect, like you said, goes for the entire year. Our Red Kettle campaign is our single largest fundraiser of the entire year, and it goes to fund the programs and the services that we provide. Our soup kitchen that we run Monday through Friday. Our youth programs, our after-school program, the emergency assistance that we provide to individuals that walk through our doors every single day, this is how we're able to provide these programs, these services to those. To our neighbors in this community.
Yeah, people that you go to church with, you work with, your kids sit next to the kids at school that might benefit from the Salvation Army as well. And you may never know who's getting the help. But the important thing is that you guys are there to help when in need. That even includes utilities and things, all right?
Yes.
So this time of year, people having trouble with the bills, with the heat, water, that kind of thing, that can be a big thing this time of year when it gets really cold. So you guys do so much good, and almost 90 cents on the dollar spent on these programs. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. All the money that we collect stays local. It stays local. And I know that's a big concern for many of our donors is, they want their donations to stay here. And they do. They stay here to help those in need right here in the Dover, New Philly community. So.
That, That's fantastic. Now, you guys are also a little low on volunteers this year, which kind of hinders the efforts of being able to get folks out there to ring the bell and to raise awareness and whatnot. So if people want to volunteer, or they can find an extra half hour, an hour, maybe 2 hours over the next couple of weeks to come out and help you guys out, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can send us a Facebook message on our Facebook page. They can call me. They can call our office. Now, I'm not usually in the office because I'm either out ringing the bell myself, or I like to play the cornet.
Okay.
At the stand, where I'm running kettles around. So I'm usually not in the office, but, you know, if you're interested in volunteering, you can call our office, and that number is 330-364-3811. You can leave a message with our receptionist, Martha. She's fantastic.
Okay.
I don't know if she's listening right now, but, she's great. You can just talk to her, let her know, and I'll make sure to get in touch with you. And, we do have our two Bueller's locations. They're inside.
Okay.
Nice and toasty and warm.
Yeah, right.
It's a great place to be. All the places are great places to be.
Absolutely.
But Bueller's is inside, so you know we like to staff those with volunteers as much as we can. So, you know, like I said, they're inside, away from the cold.
And if you can't find volunteers to ring the bells, then you end up having to pay people, kind of is counterproductive to the effort. Correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. Well, you've also got a new challenge coming up for folks out there on December 20th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we started this challenge last year. It's called the $20 challenge.
Okay.
And essentially what it entails is generously giving of $20 or more. So a $20 bill or a check of $20 or more, and that will be matched up to $2,000 by a couple of our very generous sponsors this year, Commercial and Savings Bank, Union Hospital, Interim Healthcare. They've all really stepped up to the plate and really helped us in this time of need this year. So that's a big challenge that was really successful last year, super successful, and it really helped to really help us meet our goal. So again, that's Friday, December 20th. I will do my best to be out there playing my horn as much as I can that day, you know, just to really get as much support as we can.
Very cool. All right. Well, if you can help out with the Dover New Philadelphia Salvation Army, whether a donation, whether you can go out and ring a bell, please do so. It doesn't take much to help, does it?
That's right. Yeah, it's simple.
Every little bit definitely helps. Do you guys have a website that folks can check out? Just Salvation Army and type in the zip code kind of thing?
Yeah, you can do a quick Google search of us. Mm-hmm. Typically, it'll bring up our Facebook page, which we use a lot. It's
okay.
Just facebook.com/SA Dover. There's news on there, upcoming events. Things like, we have this spot open from 12 to 2. We need a volunteer. So hit us up on Facebook. Send us a message. We'll get back to you.
All right, there you go, folks. No excuses. If you got the time and you can make a monetary donation as well, please do so. The Dover New Philadelphia Salvation Army running a little behind of the goal this year. Would love to have some help from the community. Money stays local. And the Red Kettle Campaign, largest fundraiser that supports this organization year-round. So if you see those folks ringing the bell out there, drop some money in there. They can't keep their fingers crossed and hope somebody's going to drop in one of those expensive diamond rings that happens every once in a while in the big cities. Probably not going to happen.
Right.
So make sure you help out any chance you can. These are your friends and neighbors that are going to benefit from the Dover New Philadelphia Salvation Army. Lieutenant Andrew Allen, thank you so much for coming in this morning, talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you back anytime, and best of luck in your campaign this year.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back in just a few right here on WTUZ.